Aircheckdownloads.com.
0800 100 100. Be the last person to do Dead or Alive. Give us a call. If you'd like a mention on the show today, we'll do we don't normally do many dedications, but if you want to do one and vote for your Christmas Millennium Anthems at the same time, feel free to do so. Simon, could you give us all at Woodstock Lee Bank in Stockport a mention? We like you after work today, and we can't wait to flock out of here and get some festive cheer. And that's Fran, Peter, Eric, Rob, and myself, Mike Welsh. All the best, everybody, for Happy Christmas. So if you're travelling home or wrapping presents or just feeling grumpy on your own, or if you're management and you've been off for a couple of weeks, or if you're pretending to work like us, we'll play this for you. 10 past 10, Radio 1, Christmas Eve, 1999. Why Glamour Kid Wham! Last Christmas from 1984. Every other year ever since. So December 24th, and happy birthday to Motorhead legend Lemmy, who's 54 today. Tonight his local off-licence Brad is going to deliver a vanload of Jack Daniel's special brew and brandy. Lemmy doesn't celebrate Christmas, just, you know, quiet weekend in standard Thursday delivery. Now, this is a thought, actually. Shane McGowan is 42 today, and there's some talk of Shane and Lemmy going on a pub crawl tonight. And now you know why Jack Straw's put the army on New Year's Eve alert. Imagine being invited out for a drink with Lemmy and Shane. What a top evening that would be. 1920, on this day, the German and British troops called a truce during the First World War and played a Christmas football match. England lost, apparently, when a Private Southgate missed during a penalty shootout. 1922, the BBC presented the first ever religious broadcast, appropriately, I suppose. It was a great success, particularly the feature where Sir Cliff sang the Lord's Prayer to the tune of Knees Up Mother Brown. It was a big favourite in that year. 1936, the first ever TV studio audience was booked for a recording of a show called Harry Pringle's Old Veterans Variety Show. Rock and roll! It was a great hit. Big hit it was. Especially the bit where Sir Cliff sang the Lord's Prayer to the tune of Boiled Beef and Carrots. That was another target audience joke, eh? For all the family, gather round, sing along. And 1965 on this day, the largest ever recorded meteorite landed on Leicester. As you know, meteorites come from deep space, a barren nothingness full of primitive life forms. So I felt at home in Leicester, really. Old Nottingham habits die hard. You know how it is.
All those seas till I've got to bring me some hospital.
I love Leicester. You know, the countdowns continue. Emma B and Emma C and Tracy and Gemma and Helen in Stafford have just been on to say Happy Christmas. Is it 1994? Oh, right, so that was very good. 15 minutes after we gave the answer, it's 95. Okay, who's this from Mitsubishi Motors in Dungannon, County Tyrone? Thanks for the fine tunes through 99. Keep it up, big fella. And it's addressed to me, so I'm not quite sure what that's about. Anyway, all the best from a very slack motor garage in Northern Ireland. Just kidding, we're flat out in case the boss is listening. That's Steve. It's funny that the boss isn't in on Christmas Eve, because that's what bosses do. And shock news, by the way, about the countdown. You'll never guess, George.
What?
It's not continuing. Guess what?
The countdown is on.
It's on! All together. Well, welcome to festive Pedants Corner. We certainly haven't done Pedants Corner, but we haven't done a Pedants Corner for a while, but Michelle, I think that's Michelle Muschamp. She probably would like it to be Mouchon. Says actually the biggest meteorite in Britain didn't fall on Leicester, it fell on Barwell, which is 15 miles down the A47. Get it right. I should know, my grandma was there and she said she went to look at the crater afterwards. I'm very nice. Consider myself corrected. 10:21, this is Radio 1 Christmas Eve, and the big single, which isn't really a single, but it's just like an extra track on the Turn single by Travis, which was indeed a big single all on its own. And I think they've had a fantastic year and they thoroughly deserve it. Band of the year, album of the year, I think, and here's the extra track on the Turn single, which is a version of Joni Mitchell's song, The River. Go and hug someone close. Unless you're sitting next to Evil George. Keep your distance, though. OK, Okay, so next hour we'll feature Santa Claus visits everybody menu of the day, a visit to Santa World and various other things, and which we haven't worked out yet, Mark and James with some festive films. And more of your votes for your Christmas Millennium Anthems. What is the all-time number one Christmas song? 08700 100 100, simon.mayo@bbc.co.uk. In the meantime, here's Richard.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Heavy rain and strong winds have been hampering the big getaway for Christmas. He left Stanford Hill Jail in Kent just after midnight. That's it. We'll update the news on Radio 1 at 11:30.
Are you still with us in an hour?
I might hang around because I've got a coffee coming
over. Shouldn't a broadcaster of your standard sort of be knocking off early on Christmas Eve?
Well, one would think so. We're a bit of a skeleton staff here today, I'm afraid.
Maybe next year.
Yes. Maybe not.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
The restroom door said, gentlemen, so I just walked inside.
Aircheckdownloads.com.